Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tida Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Padipadipadipacharya Ashtotaristishi Shumad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Shamin Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Shuddha Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gold frame and on day. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 2:10:35. Amuni Bhagavad Rupe. Maya te januvarnite. Rupe api na grinanti. Maya shushte vipaschitaha. Bhagavat, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rupe, in the forms. Maya, by me. Te, unto you. He, certainly. Anuvarnite, described respectively. Rupe, both. Api, also. Na, never. Grananti, accepts. Maya, external. Shrishte, being so manifested. Vipaha chitaha, the learned one who knows. Neither of the above forms of the Lord, as just described unto you from the material angle of vision, is accepted by the pure devotees of the Lord who know him well. Purport. The impersonalists think of the absolute personality of Godhead in two different ways, as above mentioned. On the one hand, they worship the Lord in his Vishwarupa, or all-pervading universal form. And on the other, they think of the Lord's unmanifested, indescribable, subtle form. The theories of pantheism and monism are respectively applicable to these two conceptions of the Supreme as gross and subtle. But both of them are rejected by the learned, pure devotees of the Lord because they are aware of the factual position. This is very clearly mentioned in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which records Arjuna's experience of the Vishwarupa of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Adrishta purvam hishitosmi drishtva payena cha pravyatitam mano me tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagan nivasa. Bhagavad Gita 11:45. Arjuna, as a pure devotee of the Lord, never previously saw the contemplated universal form of the Lord, Vishwarupa. But when he did see it, his curiosities were satisfied. But he was not happy to see such a form of the Lord because of his attachment as a pure devotee. He was afraid to see the gigantic form of the Lord. He therefore prayed to the Lord to assume his four-handed Narayan, or Krishna form, which alone could please Arjuna. Undoubtedly, the Lord has the supreme potency to exhibit himself in multifarious forms. But the pure devotees of the Lord are interested in his forms as eternally exhibited in the abode of the Lord, known as the Tripad Vibhuti, or Kingdom of God. The Lord in the Tripad Vibhuti abode exhibits himself in two forms, either with four hands or with two hands. The Vishwarupa exhibited in the material manifestation has unlimited hands and unlimited dimensions, with everything unlimited. The pure devotees of the Lord worship him in his Vaikuntha forms as Narayan or Krishna. Sometimes the same Vaikuntha forms of the Lord are in the material world also, by his grace, as Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, Sri Narasimhadev, etc. And thus, the pure devotees also worship them. Usually, the features shown in the material world have no existence in the Vaikuntha planets, and thus, they are not accepted by the pure devotees. What the pure devotees worship from the very beginning are eternal forms of the Lord existing in the Vaikuntha planets. The non-devotee impersonalists imagine the material forms of the Lord, and ultimately they merge in the impersonal Brahmajyoti of the Lord. Whereas the pure devotees of the Lord are worshippers of the Lord, both in the beginning and also in the perfect stage of salvation, eternally. The worship of the pure devotee never stops, whereas the worship of the impersonalist stops after his attainment of salvation, when he merges in the impersonal form of the Lord, known as the Brahmajyoti. Therefore, the pure devotees of the Lord are described here as Vipaschita, or the learned who are perfectly, who are in knowledge of the Lord perfectly. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Putale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tratapata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pravijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lulita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopata Vidyasya Kripa Sindho Devacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Amuni Bhagavat Rupa, Mayate Janvanyate. Ubhe api nagrananti maya shishte vipashtitaha. I've described to you two forms of the Lord, two aspects of the Lord. The one is the two forms reflecting pantheism and monism. Pantheism means seeing God everywhere in all the manifestations of the material world. And monism means seeing absolute oneness. So I've described these two forms. One is gross, the other is subtle. The first is the universal form. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvato shishiro makam Sarvata shishimaloke saranava chichishtiti. He has his eyes everywhere, his ears everywhere, his hands and legs everywhere. He's pervading the whole universe, and he's has thousands of everything. This form was shown to Arjuna at Kurukshetra. And Arjuna wanted to see how Krishna is present everywhere in the material world. And Krishna showed him. So this is one aspect, the universal form of the Lord seen in terms of the material energy, the energy of the universe. And another aspect is the all-pervading and personal feature of the Lord. What is that in the Bhagavad Gita? No. That's, yes, Vyaktitami Dhamsarvam Jagadavyaktimurtina. But I was thinking in the 12th chapter. Sabhatra gamma chintyam cha kutastam machala dhruvam saniyam yandriya gamam sabhatra saniyam. Yetvat aksharam anirdesham avyaktam parivasate sabhatra gamma chintyam cha kutastam machala saniyam yandriya gamam. So this is impersonal feature. He's everywhere. He's not, but he's not located in any particular place. He's inconceivable, and so on. So that's the, he has no, in one form he has thousands of eyes, thousands of legs, thousands of hands. And in the other form, no arms, no legs, no hands, no any features. So this is the form or the aspect of the Absolute aspired to by the monists. And Sukadeva Goswami says, Anuvarnate, I've described them to you one after another. Ubhayapi na grinanti vipaschita. But those who are vipaschit, vipaschit means learned, discriminating, those who can see what is what, ubhe api nagrinanti. They don't accept either one of these. Ubhe means both. They don't accept either of these forms. Maya shishte, because these forms are conceived of in terms of maya, or the external energy. The Vishwarupa is clearly manifest in terms of the material energy, all the planets, all the demigods, all the this, all the that's, all space and time, everything's there. And the impersonal feature is the negation of those things, and therefore it's also relative to those things. It's also, if you say, not this, not this, not, you, it's meaningless unless you have the reference point of this. Not this, not red, not yellow, not blue. So first you have to have those reference points. So their idea of the Absolute Truth is relative. The Absolute Truth negatively relative to the material energy. Still there's a relationship, like in your accounts. You may have a positive balance or a negative balance, but it's relative to the account. So the impersonalists see the Absolute Truth negatively. No form, no achintya, arupa, this, that, not. So that's still material conception. They don't actually know what the Absolute Truth is. They know what the Absolute Truth is not. But that the conception reached that way is unsatisfying, rejected by the pure devotees who are vipaschit, discriminating, because maya srishte, it's seen in terms of maya. Now let's see what else is here. When Arjuna saw the universal form, payena cha pravatitam manome, he said, adrishtapurvam hrishitosmi drishva, seeing this form, I'm joyful, hrishitosmi, but payena cha pravatitam manome, but I'm afraid and my mind is agitated, doesn't say it well, thrown off, is thrown into turbulence, pravititam. So tadeva me darshya deva rupam. Please show me your divine form. Somya bhapu. In response, the Lord will show Arjuna is Shomyabapu. Shomyabapu means his very nice form, not this terrible universal form, and not the absence of form, but Shomyabapu, a very nice form. That's the form that Arjuna wants to see. Prasida Devesha Jagamni Vasa. You live everywhere, everything lives within you, but you're the controller of everything, controller of all the demigods. Please be merciful to me and show me this Sachidananda Vigraha. The devotees want to see Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. They want to see the eternal, blissful form of the Lord, not the something impersonal, and not what Prabhupada said, the godless form of material opulence. The godless form of material opulence. So the devotees want to see the eternally manifested forms of the Lord as Narayan, as Krishna, as Nrisimhadev, as Lord Ramchandra, because these forms are eternally existing. And these forms reciprocate with the devotee. Yeyatamam prapadyante tam stitaiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender to me, I'll reciprocate. The devotees are aspiring for that. They want to exchange with the Lord in some relationship of service, either as servant, as friend, as parent, as conjugal lover, but they want to serve the personality of Godhead in the impersonal teacher. There is no service because there's no individuality, and therefore kaivam yam marakayata, that teacher is considered worse than hell. And in the universal form also, where's the service? Prabhupada says, you can't dress the universal form. And these, every day, the devotees are dressing Radha Shyam Sundari, Krishna Maharaj, Gornitai. That we can do. And there there'll be a relationship. But in with the universal form, it's just fear and turbulence. So the devotee wants to see one of these forms from Tripad Vibhuti. Material world is called Ekapad Vibhuti, one-fourth of the total manifestation. And the spiritual world is Tripad Vibhuti, the threefold, the three-quarters manifestation. Prabhupada makes the point that the Mayavadis will worship their impersonal absolute up to a point, and then they want to merge with that absolute. But the, yes. Maybe first they worship the universal form, then they come to the impersonal feature, and then they want to merge, and then that's the end of the relationship, that's the end of the service, that's the end of everything. But the devotees want to serve eternally. From the very beginning, they worship the eternal form of the Lord, and their goal at the end is to serve the eternal form of the Lord. So these are some of the points here. Any comments or questions? I'm going to pull the microphone is headed your way.
I was thinking 9 chapter 15 text. So you are reading that the devotee do not accept either impersonal form or pantheism, either one. But then Krishna recognized and he said, they worship me. Gyano jogena chapi anne jajante mam upasate ekatena prithakatena bahuda vishvata mukham. So both, ekatena is a impersonal, and Bahudha Vishwata Mukham, that's a pantheism, So how should we have the proper respect?
What verse is that?
I mean, Krishna is accepting Maharaj. Krishna is recognizing
Krishna
that.
Krishna is accepting everything. Every mamavart, manuvartante, manusha, partasavasha. Everybody's worshipping me. Materialists are also worshipping Krishna indirectly by worshipping the material energy. The demigod worshippers. What is that Krishna says? They're also worshipping me, although in an irregular way. So, Mahatmanas, Tumam Partha, Daivim Partha Dhamas, Pajanchya Nanya Manasa. The Mahatmas worship Krishna. And then Anye, then there are others. Others means not Mahatmas. Or, if we want to be charitable, we can say second tier Mahatmas. Anye. Just like in the movie, they'll have starring such and such, and also starring. So starring means that's the lead character. So the actual first rate Mahatmas engage in the service of Krishna. And those who are second tier or not Mahatmas, they're ekatvena pratyaktvena bahudha. They are the patyas and manas. And below them are the just straight out materialists.
Yes. Maharaj, I have one question related. In the airplane, I was sitting next to a minister. So we were conversing and I was going to Austin for a DT installation in Texas. And so he, in the conversation, he mentioned in Bible, it says God's form is transcendental. So we don't believe any form in this world. I said, so you cannot meditate, you cannot talk, you don't want to even describe. So what do you get? So I want to hear from you. What is your opinion? Not that I am looking down the Christian understanding, but what is the proper?
Well, they're against form, but in every church practically there's some, the form of Jesus is prominently displayed. There are paintings of Jesus Leela, the form of Jesus, the forms of the disciples, Mary and so on. And if someone were to say, spit on one of those depictions, these people would flip. Why? It's just oil on canvas, just material elements. Why are you flipping out? Why are you so disturbed? It means that you recognize the transcendental presence of God in the painting. For those, if there's some denominations that don't even want to have paintings, I think there's some Protestants perhaps in that line. So they just worship the Bible. And what's the Bible? It's ink on paper. That's all it is. Some carbon marks on some compressed tree stuff. So why, but if someone steps on it or disrespects it, again, you'll be angry. Why? Because you think, and when you handle it, you'll pick it up with great reverence. And when you hear it, you'll feel the presence of God. But all you're hearing are just vibrations of air at certain frequencies, at certain pressure. And all you're seeing is paper and ink. So how do you say that God is present? Even the most radical anti-idolatrous. The Muslims, so many times a day, they'll bow down to a place where there's a stone, right? A stone structure. And at least once in their life, they'll want to go to the place where that stone structure is. Why? If God is transcendental, why do you bow down to a stone? And why do you aspire to go to some geographical earthly location? It means you recognize that this place is, God is present there. In the Old Testament, Moses was said, take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. Why is it holy ground? It's the same as any place. No, God is present. So, and to the Catholics, you know, this is my body, this is my blood. So in so many different ways, practically speaking, every religious community is recognizing the presence of divinity in material nature, in the material world. And for the most part, they recognize some kind of form. Even, what is it? A cloud by day and fire by night. And still is a form. A burning bush. And still a form. So, but it's, the conception is not so highly developed. God is present in some mystical way. But here it's particular. And their logic is that because it's particular, it must be limited. I think Maimonides, who's a big name in Jewish theology, argued very pointedly that because God is transcendental, he can't be in any particular place, he can't have any particular form, he can't have any, because these would be limitations.
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense to in terms of mundane logic. But the Bhagavatam takes the opposite point of view, because he's unlimited. He can be anywhere he wants. You can't say, you can't be here, you can't be there, you can't look like this, you can't look like that. He can do everything. Not that because he's unlimited, he can't do X, can't do Y. Yes, Akrima Prabhu.
Why does Vyasadeva spend so much time explaining how, and Krishna explaining Bhagavad Gita, how we can see him in, he's the light of the sun and the moon, he's the, all his vibhuti manifestations in the 10th chapter, he's showing how we can see him in this world. Why is there so much emphasis on
why so much emphasis on how you can see me in this world? In modern parlance, we call that meeting someone where they are. You can't see beyond the material world, so I'll show you my presence in the material world. The deity worship also, Prabhupada explains, follows that same principle, that you can't see Satchitananda, so you can see wood, you can see stone, you can see paint, you can see metal. All right, I'll appear as wood, stone, paint, metal. Is that okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
On that side and on this side. Across the room.
Maharaj, when you say the impersonalists worship the impersonal form of God, what does that worship look like? What is it? Is it?
You know, they sit in yoga postures and they do severe austerities and then they mutter Vedic mantras and they offer the ghee into the fire and they
what is it, Brahmanya Dhaya, that they, Brahmagnav, Apare Yajyam, Brahmagnav Apare Yajyam, Yajyanaivo Kajuvati. They offer ghee into the fire and they conceive of the absolute truth as situated in the fire. They perform meditation, they offer the incoming air into the outgoing, and so on and so on. So they have various ways that they try to worship that impersonal absolute and ultimately merge with that object of worship.
You mean that Brahma Arpanam Brahma Hobi? Brahma Arpanam
Brahma Hobi? Brahma Arpanam Brahma Hobi? Brahma Arpanam
Brahma Hobi? Yes, for them?
Yeah.
How
interesting. Yeah. They want everything should be offered to Brahma so that they can become Brahma. A devotee wants to serve Brahma, and the impersonalist wants to realize that he's Brahma, aham brahmasmi.
Yes. Maharaj, so from a theoretical point of view, it appears as though it's very easy for the devotee to understand the personal form of the Lord and devotional service. So I'm wondering how come the Mayavadis don't get it.
Because they're stubborn. Prabhupada gives two reasons. Stubbornness and impiety. Because they have a deficit of pious activities, which is to say they've got too many sinful activities and not enough pious credit. They can't get it. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samadhita mudhoyam, because they're mudhas, because they're dense, because they're, and for that reason, the donkey is stupid and the donkey is stubborn. So they have those two characteristics. They're stubborn. You ever argue with a Mayavadi and you take him to step one, step two, step three, step four, and he sees it coming and he goes back to step one. Right? The rubber band effect. Because he just can't surrender. Namam duskrita namuta prabhadyam te nalatam. Maya pratagana asura panamash. It just, anything that leads to the conclusion of devotional service is not on them. And they immediately look for some way out. Got to catch a bus. You know, anything but surrender to Krishna. So it's stubborn obstinacy and impiety. That's the problem. Klesho dikadarasteja vyaktas. Yeah, so they go through so much trouble, but the question is why. That's the reason Prabhupada gives. Because they're mudhas, naratama, maya, pratikana, asurupada.
Maharaj, is there some underlying fear that the impersonalists have to accept personalism?
Yeah, Prabhupada comments on that verse. Bhaya krodha, what is that? What's the beginning? Vitaraga bhaya krodha. So they're, and Prabhupada in that purport runs through it, that they're afraid of personal identity because they have such bad experience with it. I was on a plane quite a way back, and the fellow sitting next to me was interested. He was, as I got to talking with him, he was sort of an eclectic spiritual reader, but he considered himself mainly a Buddhist. And I asked him what he did for a living. He was in software. I said, "Are you writing applications?" Or turned out he was helping design tanks. Here you have a Buddhist helping design military artillery. Anyway, I got up to use the bathroom, and while I was there, I left an Ishopanishad with him. And he looked through it, and then when I came back, or he must have looked through it, when I came back, it was sitting on the side. He said, no, it's about a deity. It's about a deity. That was it. And, you know, so what's wrong with the deity? We talked a little bit. And he told how his father, I think, and maybe his uncle, they died in such suffering. And he began to cry as he was telling me this. And, you know, given this kind of suffering, how could there be a God? There can't be, a deity can't be there. And so he was, you know, sometimes a Buddhist, sometimes just a tank designer, sometimes he just couldn't accommodate how these things are there. So by their mundane logic, and again, for want of sufficient piety, what sukrita, duskrita namuda, those who are, they just don't have the credit, kriti, duskriti, or they have negative credit. And turvidabhadante manjuna sukritina, even though the person may be materialistic, he may be really looking for money, or looking for relief from some material trouble, or he's just a curiosity seeker, or he's a mental speculator. But if he's fortunate, then he becomes attracted to Krishna. So, and just the opposite, those who are unfortunate, they just can't. Something else? Yes. And we see also that the those who are the mudhas, you know, when it comes to deity, then it's you know, ranting and sarcasm and all of that. Das mudha. And to
Adibar Maharaj. Markandeya Rishi, when he was in that ocean of devastation, he met the Lord, and then he suddenly found himself within the body of the Lord.
Within
the body of the Lord. And not only that, but then he saw the whole universe in the body also. What form is this? Is this Mahavishnu form or?
I haven't. I'm not really well read in 11th canto.
Lord Krishna, baby Krishna.
Hmm?
He's sucking his own toes.
Yeah, is that the form he entered into?
Exploding.
Is that the form Markandeya Rishi entered into? There you have it from Pandavinda.
One more, Maharaj. Is that okay? So the Muslim says we don't bow down to stones and idols, but we only do it just one time in Mecca because Muhammad did it.
Because?
Muhammad. Yeah. We generally don't bow down to stones and idols, but we do it only one time because Muhammad did it.
Okay. So one time or 10 times, but the principle's the same. That you recognize the presence of divinity somewhere in the material world. You have some particular object where you believe that divine presence is manifest or inherent. So, it doesn't have to be 10, it can be 1, however you, but you, we're on the same page in that regard. You think that God can be present in the material world. We think God can be present in the material world. You bow down before some object in this material world. We bow down before some object in this material world. So what is your answer?
The argument is why you doing it every day. We did one.
Why? They're doing it every day. So many times.
Yes.
So? I don't understand.
Maybe it bothers them.
Hmm?
Maybe it bothers you.
I don't want to get too slicey-dicey, but it's a simple point that they recognize the presence of divinity in the Quran, in the Kaaba. Hmm? And we recognize the presence of divinity in the Murti, in the Bhagavad Gita. So what is your, why should there be a reluctance to recognize the shared territory? Yes.
I think in the Brahma Samhita or somewhere else, Bhaktisiddhanta said the personality of Godhead is both transcendent and immanent. And usually these two things are thought of as opposite. The impersonalists think, well, there's nothing mundane about God, so therefore he can't have a form, he can't have a name. And those, and the, like in Islam, the Sufis are more interested in his immanence, that he's present within nature and create his creation. But in Bhagavad Gita is so wonderful because it explains both the transcendent and the immanent and explains his transcendental, to, like, that unless you actually, what's the, you were saying before, you know, aham hi sarva yajnanam bhok. Those who worship Yepyanya David, you know, those who worship other gods, but they're worshiping me only, but they're doing it in the wrong way. And then they'll go, if they worship the devas, they go to the devas. So Krishna's explaining that he's completely beyond mundane, and yet everything is not different from him because it's resting on his energy.
Jajjat bhivati matsattam simat ujjitam evava tattat avagacchattam mama tejamsa sambhava. So is that immanent? Is not, we don't, like amongst the aquatic, I'm a shark. Our focus is not on the shark. Yes, we are seeing that most powerful, but that should take us to Krishna.
Somehow one wants to see God's presence. Sarva-bhuta-shayastataha. I'm sitting in everyone's heart. So one can see God in the heart of every living being. That means the Muslim, the Christian, the Hindu, the man, the woman, the cow, the dog eater. God is there. Or you think he's not there. God says, I'm there. For that matter, I'm everywhere. So, but I'm everywhere, that's sort of in one way not so informative. Okay, you know, everywhere is like nowhere. You know, where, hi, where are you? I'm everywhere. Oh. So there needs to be some sort of connection.
Yeah.
How do we get from here to there? So then these connections are given. You can see me as the taste of water. You can see me as the light of the sun and the moon. You can see me as the greatest of everything. And gradually the mind becomes purified. Why is Vyasadeva recommending? Think of the universal form, and think of the impersonal feature. And one becomes purified, and then one comes to the point of Vasudeva Sarvamiti Krishna Sakyatana.
Thank you.
Panchatattva. Last. One more. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my obeisances. Thank you for the class.
I have one question. I know of some Mayavadis, I would say, you know, they do deity worship and everything. And, you know, unless you talk to them, you wouldn't know that they're impersonal. Now, I don't understand, why do they do this deity worship very nicely? I mean, you would think that...
They're not chant Hare Krishna also.
Yeah, so why would they do that if they believe in the impersonal form?
They want to merge with the Absolute. They recognize the deity is absolute, the holy name is absolute, all of these things are absolute. And that's what they want to become. They want to merge with that absolute. And they accept that we need some sort of bridge to get there. We need a ladder to get up. But their idea is that I'll use the ladder and then I'll get up and I'll kick away the ladder. But the devotee sees that this is not just a means. This is the supreme feature of the absolute truth. So they're doing the same thing we are, worshipping the deity, chanting the holy name. But their purpose is to merge, and our purpose is to serve. But it's like some hope for them, that if they're worshipping Krishna, even with some impersonal notion, they may come to the point of attraction. Prabhupada noted that about one prominent Indian publisher, that he was keeping Radha Krishna Vigraha. So Prabhupada said, he's a Mayavadi, but he can't stay in Mayavadis.
Thank you.
All right.
Can I ask the last question?
Well, there's you, there's Panchatattva. What should I say? I'm not... Whatever the management says, but the management's not going to say
management
anything.
Management is me. Okay.
You're the management. Well, I got myself into that. Go ahead.
When Prabhupada said that nowadays some Mayavadis are also joining, just like that in one conversation, I remember. What should I ask you? What should I think about?
What should you think about?
Some Mayavadis joining in our movement.
It's good. Everybody should join. Mayavadis, the materialists, everyone should join. But they shouldn't stay Mayavadis. Materialists can join, Mayavadis can join, everyone can join. But then they should make progress. Not that they join and stay Mayavadis. They should become devotees. All right.
Thank you
very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Jai
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.